All right, welcome back to the Artist Connection podcast. This is Matt Kesar. We just heard the Silverhead track, A Supreme, and I have the man behind that right here on the line, Mr. Michael DeBar. Well, welcome, sir.
Well, I'm sort of standing next to A Supreme. You know, rather than behind him would be dreadful. Right next to him is great. How old are we? 20? 19, maybe we were? The band Silverhead at that time, very young. But they've all come out again, as I'm sure you're aware, Matt. You know, all of these Silverhead records have been re-released
by
Cherry Red Group. So yes. Thrilling, you know, because it's got to be, what, like 200-300 years? Something like that, you know. But we were all vampires. Well, two of us were vampires. The others were not. But A Supreme, I'm glad you played it. It's so great to hear it.
It's absolutely one of my favorites, and I'm always looking for a connect. I've been a fan of yours absolutely forever, and there's another connection that you and I have through my mother. Don't get scared. It's just the birthday.
Oh, you're my child?
I'm not going to hit you up for money. You and my mother were born on the same day.
Oh, really? How lovely. Well, that's so sweet.
Exact same day. Same day and same year, 1948. So we have that connection.
No, man. I was born in 82, just before I joined Duran Duran.
I'm not great at math, but let me just get out the abacus a second and see if that works out.
What is abacus? Is that a progressive rock band? I'm not
sure.
Hang on, wait a minute. Yeah, Rick Wakeman was in
that. That's right. That's right.
Yeah, fantastic.
You know that? I know it feels like 1948. It feels so long ago, but boy, for a time to be born, if you're a rocker or a rock fan or a music fan, my God, you're coming up as a young boy right when rock and roll is taking hold.
Yes, it was an extraordinary time to be alive, and still is, let me say. But in those days, because it was so, everything was new. Every day was a new day. You know, I'm fond of saying I grew up in London. Well, I never really grew up, but I started this mad journey on the streets of London, which were, you know, paved in velvet. I mean, it was an amazing place, which there was no precedent for. You know, it just existed in and of itself, and it was new, and it was experimental, and it was iconic. We didn't know it was iconic.
That was what I was going to ask you. Did you feel it at the time? Did it feel holy crap, we are doing something magical here?
Well, I did whenever I smoked hashish, but I knew it was magical. My life had been magical from the day I was born, but when I hit the streets of London, and when I say hit the streets, I hit it in a limousine, you know, I mean, it wasn't...
Yeah, you weren't slumming, you were...
No, well, I pretended to slum. That's the thing about rock and roll, you know, like, all right, everybody doing all right out there, you know, and they go back to their mansions. But it was so fun, you know, and I was in love, and I was at drama school. I was in love with everybody, you know, and it was an amazing time to be alive. On a musical tip, you know, it was, you know, every night you'd go and see somebody, you'd see the Yardbirds, you'd see the Animals, you'd see, you know, some incarnation of Jimmy Page's work.
Right.
Jeff Beck or... But there was none of that. Let's say that they hadn't done Coachella yet. You know, they were playing to 200 or 300 people. Yeah. But it was an amazing thing because I'm at drama school, and I remember one time I was like 17 or whatever it was, and there was a great musical magazine, which I know you know because you're an aficionado, the New Musical Express.
Absolutely.
And every year they would have an annual, festival, and it would be the Searchers and Dusty Springfield and Nashville Teens and the Beatles. And I saw the Beatles because they took six of us from my drama school, the BBC, to shoot the opening of this festival, the TV version of it. So we were kids in the van, and you know, and then we go see the Beatles, and then, oh my God, and that was like crazy. And then they shoot us ostensibly leaving the gig. Of course, I never left the gig.
You're still there.
I'm still in the backstage looking for Ringo, you know. But so it was pretty amazing. So that's just one instance of like, and then the other instance was